Head of the International Committee of the Red Cross, Peter Maurer, discussed with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad new mechanisms of coordination with the Syrian government. President Assad welcomed the committee's efforts in Syria as long as such efforts are impartial. Mr. Maurer expressed appreciation for the Syrian government's cooperation with the ICRC. Analysts said such a meeting stresses Syria's willingness to cooperate with any effort that alleviates the suffering of the Syrians.
President Assad's meeting affirms the seriousness of the Syrian leadership to cooperate with all international efforts that aim at helping Syrians who were affected by the acts of the foreign-backed armed men. Those armed men and countries supporting them are responsible for the suffering of the Syrians.
Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal al-Maghdad also met with the humanitarian chief. He expressed the Syrian government's commitment to facilitating the ICRC's mission. Meanwhile, the spokesperson of the committee in Damascus said they have been distributing humanitarian aid across various Syrian cities since the start of the unrest, with the cooperation of the government and the Syrian Red Crescent.
We started our humanitarian distribution in June 2011. So we were giving those families, we were providing them with food assistance as well as mattresses or household items. But since the beginning of the year, we were able, since January 2012 until the end of last month, we were able to provide with food assistance to almost 800,000 people.
Allowing humanitarian aid distribution is part of the six-point plan brokered by the former joint United Nations Arab League envoy to Syria for solving the unrest. Violence has forced thousands of families out of their neighborhoods. Those who do not have relatives in safe areas are staying in public places, as the government has opened schools, cultural centers, and stadiums for them. Experts believe that the fact that Syrian government officials are meeting with heads of international humanitarian organizations shows Syria's willingness to cooperate with any genuine effort that aims at helping Syria overcome its unrest without undermining its independence and security. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.